They don't hang on to the love, guard it, care. They give freely of their love. They give freely of their time. They give freely of their compassion. They give freely of everything that God has given to them because they embrace a kingdom of God culture.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, welcome to Straight Talk. This is Mark Jobe. Great to be with you once again on the airwaves. I want to let you know that besides doing this program, which is a small part of the ministry that we do, I also pastor a church in Chicago called New Life Community Church. Now, this church is a bit unusual because we are one church, but we meet at 25 locations in and around Chicagoland, and we've begun to plant in other cities overseas in other countries, and appreciate all the prayers that and support that so many people offer us in this direction. But in Chicagoland, we meet at 25 locations and have 45 worship services on Sunday. Many of you have called or emailed asking about information, and you can find more information at www.newlifechicago.org. There's a map there with all of our New Life locations, and we meet in neighborhoods all over Chicago. Those congregations vary in size, they vary in ethnicity, they vary in location, but we all preach the same series, have the same discipleship program, are a part of the same one church. I meet personally with these pastors on a regular basis, practically every week I'm meeting with our pastors, and so I have a strong sense of confidence that these pastoral couples love Jesus, are on mission, making a huge difference in the city of Chicago. If you speak Spanish, we have about 10 or 11 services that are in Spanish. If you speak Mandarin, we actually have one Mandarin-speaking service that meets in the Bridgeport area. All the other ones are in English, but they're from the north side to the south side, east and west, and even in northern Indiana, in Hobart, Indiana. So God bless you. I hope you plug into a God-fearing, gospel-preaching, Bible-believing church that communicates the love of Jesus Christ, and there's a lot of great churches around Chicagoland besides New Life Community Church. We hope you find a church that you grow in and plug into. God bless you, and let's prepare today for this message.
Thanks, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us again today on Straight Talk. We are in the second half of Pastor Mark's message called Thou Shall Not Steal today, which is from his series called Rock Solid Living. He walks us through the concept of how obeying the Eighth Commandment can start the flow of God's blessing and favor in our lives. Our text will be found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 27. Here's Pastor Mark with Thou Shall Not Steal.
I believe that stealing, even camouflage, or what we would call petty stealing, I believe it stops the flow of God's blessing and favor on our life. And do you really want the favor of God to stop flowing in your life because you pirated 60-cent song CDs that someone else downloaded off of iTunes? Listen to what it says in Zechariah chapter 5, verse 3. This curse that is going out over the whole land, for according to what it says on one side, it's talking about the Ten Commandments, the tablets on one side and the other, every thief will be banished. God was saying to the people through the prophet Zechariah, he was saying, I am sending a curse over this land because there's widespread thievery that's happening. Therefore, there's a curse that will go on over the land that prohibits and hinders prosperity. Notice what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 17. Cursed is the man who moves his neighbor's boundary of stone. You say, well, what's that talking about? Well, in an agricultural society, you live off of your land. And so it was common practice in those days when someone wasn't looking to move the stones that marked the boundary so you could get a few feet off of your neighbor and therefore increase your income. And so God is saying, cursed is the man that even begins to move the boundaries to steal from your neighbor, that you bring about a curse. What is a curse? It's the opposite of a blessing. Blessing generates the favor of God. Curses stop the favor of God upon our life. And notice what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10. Do you know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. And then he goes on to mention the wicked, those that practice things. And he includes the word thieves. Nor thieves will inherit the kingdom of God, nor the greedy, nor the drunkards, nor the slanderers, nor the swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. You say, well, what is a thief? A thief is someone that regularly practices taking something from someone that is not their own. Look what it says in Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. He says, will a man rob God? Yet you rob me, he says. But you ask, how do we rob you? He says, in tithes and offerings. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you're robbing me. In this case, God is addressing a people, and he's telling to a people, hey, a portion of your income I've asked you to give back to me and my things, and you don't give it, so therefore that portion that belongs to God has become a curse to you. In other words, as you read through the Bible, you will realize that God, because stealing involves taking something, someone's property that is not our own, you'll see throughout Scripture that what God says is when you take something that is not your own and you develop this kingdom of darkness mentality and get a taker's mentality instead of a giver's mentality, then you stop the flow of God's blessing and it starts becoming a curse to you. You take from others, it's cursed. You take from God, it's cursed. And what happens when there's a curse? It means that we struggle harder than ever to get ahead and it seems like we can never prosper. Look at what it tells us in Ephesians. I believe that giving and releasing, by the way, jumpstart a kingdom of God cycle that counters the enemy's cycle of destruction. Notice what it says in Ephesians chapter 4. The apostle Paul is speaking to the Ephesian believers in Ephesians 4 verse 27 through 28. And he's talking to them about the difference between darkness and light. Notice what he says. And do not give the devil a foothold. Do you know what a foothold is? Oh, you know what it is. Remember when you were in junior high, chasing each other around the house when mom was gone? I'm going to get you. No, you're not. Run, 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 run. And then when you run into a room and you close the door thinking I'm safe. But for some reason, the door won't close. And you look down and you realize because your brother's got his foot in the door. And how many of you know what happens when the older brother gets a foot in the door? Oh, you know it's just a foot. But that foot keeps you from closing the door, and pretty soon there's a hand in the door, and then a shoulder in the door, and then there's a body in the door, and before you know it, he's beating you up now because he's gotten into the house. All he needed was a foothold before he got his entire self in the door. But he needed a foothold because what a foothold does, it doesn't seem big at the time. It doesn't seem like it'll cause any problems. But what a foothold does is it gives the enemy a beachhead out of which to operate so he can invade your life. Many of us have violated some of these commandments and thought, well, it's not a big deal. And certain things aren't a big deal. Okay, so you walk in the grocery store and decide to try one of the apples. You're buying 12 anyways. I'm kind of hungry. Here, mijo, take some grapes. So by the time you get to the counter, you pretty much had a full-blown meal. You know, it's not a big deal. I mean, it's, you know, everybody's supposed to be able to try the produce. It's not a big deal if they give you permission to do it. It is a big deal if it's not yours and you take it. It's a big deal. Oh, they'll never miss this hammer at work. They got tons of hammers. What they get paid, these big bosses, you should see the car that my boss drives around. He's riding around in the latest Lexus. The suits he has, all that nice stuff he has, man, we're barely making it. So, hey, to take a hammer or two, a drill, hey, I need it a lot more than they need it. Oh, you can justify it. Justify it all you want. But let me tell you, bottom line, that's not your property. When the country of Wales, a little country near Scotland and England, had revival, it was a miners' company. Town. They lived off of mining. So many of the workers got so convicted about all the tools that they had stolen that they started bringing back the tools to their business that they had stolen, and they were literally piles of tools, so much that the bosses had to say, keep them, please, we don't need them anymore. Revival hit. And all I'm saying is this, that the enemy, all he needs is a door. All he needs is a foothold. He just needs a foothold in the door where you're taking something that is not yours. You're stealing. You're robbing in one way or another. You're taking something that is not yours. And you don't see like it's big. It's no big deal. No one's going to miss it. But you got the foot in the enemy has the foot in the door. And once he has a foot in the door, then here's what it says. Listen, do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands. Why? That he may have something to share with those in need. Notice he says, if you're taking, stop taking, get a job. Why should you get a job? Oh, not just to pay your bills, but so that you can give. The kingdom of God is about giving. The kingdom of the enemy is about taking. And you need to examine your mentality and ask yourself, what kind of mentality do I have? Do I have a kingdom of God mentality, or do I have a kingdom of darkness mentality as I approach life? Oh, this applies to everything in life, by the way. You get into marriage, if you have a kingdom of darkness mentality, it's all about your needs. Why are you getting married? I need someone to love me. I need a companion. I need to have regular sex. I'm hoping she's going to do the dishes and my laundry. My mom says I'm too old for it now. At 30 years old, I should do my own, so I need someone to do it. All right, I'm going to get a lot. If that's why you're getting married, I'm going to tell you you have a kingdom of darkness mentality in that. Because the day will come where you will feel your needs aren't being met, and then you are out of that marriage quickly because you feel like, hey, I got into this so I could get. I'm not getting what I want, so I want out of it. If you take on a kingdom of God mentality, you go in there asking yourself, yeah, this is a union, but God, I'm going to do everything in my power to give to this relationship, to give to this individual. And the byproduct is that a lot's going to come back to me. But I'm going in there with a service, loving mentality to see everything that I can give. You may have a kingdom of God mentality or a kingdom of darkness mentality when you come to this church. You walk in these doors and you could ask yourself, okay, I really hope I get something out of it.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Thou Shall Not Steal, which is from our series called Rock Solid Living. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of John chapter 10 and Ephesians chapter 4.
I hope the music ministers to me. If it doesn't, if I don't like the song, it's like, why'd I come today? I hope I get something out of it. I hope I get encouraged. I hope that something. And so I come to get. And there's an element of coming to get. But I'm going to tell you, if that's all you come to do is get, then you've missed the mark. Because you should come into this place, into this community of faith, and you should be asking yourself this question. Oh God, I know that the Spirit of God dwells inside of me. I know that there's 1,400 people that attend my Midway campus location. I know that someone's going to be struggling today. God, I pray you lead me to encourage someone, to pray for someone, to give to someone. God, there's a lot of ministry. What can I do to give back, God? How can I pray? How can I serve? How can I minister? Because if you just have a take mentality, you will never grow. When you get a give mentality, you will find yourself growing like you never expected to grow. It's the kingdom of God mentality. I believe that God has called us as individuals, and I'm convinced that part of our calling as a church is that whatever neighborhood we go into, whatever community we go into, I pray that we would have this giving mentality. I believe that God has called us to give. Jesus, the culture of Jesus is to give. Jesus came and he could have asked for people to serve him. He was the Son of God, the Creator. And he said, I came not to be served, but I came to serve. And what Jesus did is he gave. He healed. He gave to the poor. He helped people find hope. He touched the lame, the blind. Why? He could have said, give me. I deserve all this. I'm the Son of God. But instead he gave and he released, setting an example for us to give and to release as well. I've talked about this before, but listen. People that have a need mentality, they get and they hold on to it. They grab and they hold on to it because they feel like, hey, there's not enough. People that have a kingdom of God mentality, they release and they give. And as they do so, they see that come back to them tenfold, 100-fold, 90-fold because they give of their love. They don't hang on to the love, guard it. They give freely of their love. They give freely of their time. They give freely of their compassion. They give freely of everything that God has given to them because they embrace a kingdom of God culture. And that's been my prayer since the beginning. Oh God, make this church, make us as a people, be a kingdom of God people. That's why, by the way, we started a softball league 3 years ago in our little village campus. We started it right now. As I speak today, we're running a softball league in Little Village where we have 20 teams and 300 players involved. It's a little bit different than our church softball league because that softball league is 90% made up of gangbangers. We hold two leagues, one on the west side of Little Village and one on the east side of Little Village because there's two predominant gangs on that side. And we thought it's not a good idea for them to play each other in softball every week because we could have problems. We run that league. 300 people, some of the top leaders of some of the gangs are involved in that softball league. Why? Because we believe that it's our call to make that place a better place. If we can get people playing softball and not thinking about violence and shooting people, that we'll have some better neighborhoods. Amen? The final championship is played between the top teams of those both leagues. They're two opposite gangs. We don't do it in the neighborhood. We do it downtown, and we call a whole bunch of police to be there. We've been doing it for 3 years, just on our own, out of our own dime, out of our own money. We've been doing it for 3 years. This year, the city of Chicago saw what we were doing, and they gave us $25,000 to run that league. Yeah? Okay. All right. But listen, we're not waiting around to do it. We're saying we're going to do it, and we'll pay for it. If the funding is there, we'll do it. If it's not there, we're going to do it. Why? Because we have a kingdom of God mentality. These are our neighborhoods, our children. This is our place. We want to flow in blessing. Yesterday, our Humboldt Park campus had a community fest. We're in West Humboldt Park. It's a tough neighborhood. While they were setting up yesterday in the morning to numbskulls, to thugs, heard about the community fest that was happening, and so they came on by and did some drive-by shootings on the block where we are going to do our community fest. The alderman was there present. We hadn't started the fest, but we were setting up to get it going. And tried to shut it down. Praise God, by the grace of God and the goodness of God, I called Pastor Danny up. I said, you guys all okay? We're all okay. What are you doing with the fest? Hey, he said, we're going forward, full blown ahead. We're going to have a fest. They're not going to shut it down. Why is that? Because the kingdom of darkness comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Some people don't even know they're part of the system of the kingdom of darkness. But I can guarantee you, every time you hear that some 17-year-old Hispanic kid has been shot and killed, I can guarantee you it's part of the culture of the kingdom of darkness to kill, steal, and destroy. But when you see life being given, when you see good flowing, I can guarantee you it's the kingdom of God that drives that. And we will be a force for the kingdom of God throughout every neighborhood that God has planted us in. Someone better say amen to that. But I want to be very clear and very honest with you. Listen, we cannot be a community that flows in kingdom of God light unless you and I personally are not violating the eighth commandment and we're flowing in the kingdom of God. I'm going to close in just a second. I'm going to ask the musicians to come forward. Let me give you one little personal story. I believe that you need to flow in as much integrity as you can in every area of your life. I give you a little story that tells you really how serious I take this. A couple years ago, I was in Myers and I went through the checkout counter, and before I realized it, I realized they had undercharged me $2. I was in a hurry. I figured, you know how many times they've overcharged me and I've caught them? So I'm walking out like, I don't want to go back. I'm in a hurry. They're waiting for me. So I ran out of there. But I knew they undercharged me $2. I thought, petty. I mean, $2. Who cares, $2? Not worth my time. I kept feeling the sense, hey, $2. You just robbed $2. Like, God, really? Do you want me to go back there? I mean, $2? Seriously? I felt like the Spirit of God was convicting me about $2, not because anybody noticed or some company would go bankrupt or because it was a big deal. It was about the seeds that I was sowing. $2. So finally, a week later, I couldn't stand anymore. I walked into Myers. I said, hey, you know, can I just give you $2? I found the cashier that, can I just give you $2? No, you got to see a manager. I got to see a manager give you $2. I go into the manager. No, you got to have a receipt. I said, I don't have a receipt. I don't have anything. Here's $2. I almost had to run out of there. $2, I'm getting out of here. You know why? You say, well, you're being petty. Why? Your conscience is too sensitive. No, let me tell you, it's not about conscience. It's not about pettiness. It's about the favor of God. I want the favor of God upon my life. I want the God's full favor on my life. I want it on my family. I want it on my kids. I want it on my wife. I want it on my church. I want it on everything to do. And I'm not going to violate the favor of God over pettiness. I want God's favor. And I don't want to hear God say, you violated the Ten Commandments. The blessing of God is stopped upon your life. You have a taker's mentality, not a giver's mentality. Listen, I would rather err on the side of giving than err on the side of taking. Oh God, help us to have that mentality. I'm going to ask that you stand quietly with me. I don't know where you're at this morning, but if God has convicted you about even petty theft, things that other people wouldn't consider taking, but you know that you had a little black box and you were robbing cable. You've taken things and never given them back and didn't think it was a big deal. You're calling long distance on your company's phone bill. Hey, have you ever heard of Skype, by the way? Just use Skype. But you're violating some things. It's not a big deal to you, but to God it's a big deal. And I want to tell you, get the devil's foot out of that foothold. Close the door completely. And say, I will operate in an atmosphere of giving with a clear conscience, God. That's where I want to be. Who knows, some of you may have to go back to someone and say, hey, bro, person, hey, I've owed you and haven't paid you. I want to pay you back. Maybe there's something you need to return to your work that you've taken from your work. Maybe there's someone you need to take aside and say, you know, you never know this, but hey, this is what's happened. I haven't. You need, God may be leading you, some of you, to fix things. But I believe the kingdom culture of God grows when we operate in a spirit of generosity. Maybe you're in a marriage and you have had a give me, take mentality. And God is saying, listen, I want you to start giving into this marriage. I want you to start sowing seeds, even though you see no return coming back at the moment. Because in due time, you will reap if you do not faint. You will reap in due time.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Job from New Life Community Church in Chicago with the second half of his message called Thou Shalt Not Steal. It's from his current series called Rock Solid Living. Please do join us again on the next Straight Talk as we approach Thou Shalt Not Lie. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 25 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.